God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is growing up in the things of God connected with the gifts of the Spirit? It is. The Bible talks about tasting of the powers of the world to come. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have some miraculous things happen in our lives. Hebrews talks about tasting of the powers of the world to come. How many know Jesus did? He walked on the water. He spoke to the wind and waves. He spoke to trees. He had discerning of spirits. He had special faith. He operated in all these things. You see all the gifts and manifestation of the Spirit except for tongues and interpretation in the Old Testament. Tongues and interpretation is distinctive of the era we live in, from the day of Pentecost and on. And it's quite an advantage. I said, quite an advantage. Somebody said, well, I don't see any benefit of it. Just because you don't see it, don't mean it's not there. How many tongue talkers would say there's huge benefits to speaking in tongues? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't just take our word for it. Search the scripture out. But you got to be open. And maybe you say, well, man, I talk in tongues. I got no problem with that. Yeah, but before we get through, we may get into some areas that you're not familiar with. And you got to have the same attitude to say, well, you know, I'm not going to try to water that down and make that a carnal thing just because I haven't seen it. I haven't been operating in it. I got to be open. There was a time I didn't talk in tongues either. But now I do. And every one of these other areas you need to be open to. And the beginning of it is that we hunger for them and desire them, covet them earnestly. Somebody say, I covet, the gifts of the Spirit. Say it again. Close your eyes. I covet the gifts of the Spirit. Say it again. I covet the gifts of the Spirit. That's another way of saying I covet God. I want all of God in my life. I want all the ways the Holy Spirit moves and manifests Himself. Everything He does, I want it. Any ways He would move, I want it. I want it. I'm hungry for it. What if it's a way you've never experienced? Good. Bring it on. What if it's new to you? What if it's brand new to you? Good. I'm not foolish enough to think I've known it all, seen it all, done it all. When the Bible says, calls us little children in 1 John, you know why? Because even the oldest of us, that's what we are to Him. Little ones. I mean, we're so young. We're so wet behind the ears. So He said spiritual. Go to the 11th chapter now. 1 Corinthians 11. Here He talks about, without me getting into it, He talks about prophesying. Everybody say prophesying. And He gives them instructions about prophesying. This is in the 11th chapter. And then by the end of the 11th chapter, this is our communion passage that we use, and the bread and the wine, and ends up talking about the body of the Lord. Can you see it? Are you with me? The body of the Lord, and that's what He flows into chapter 12 with. You with me so far? He talked about being spiritual versus being carnal. He talked about prophesying, and He talked about the body of the Lord. And chapter 12, verse 1, what does He say? Now concerning spiritual gifts is added by the translators, but you see it in other places. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. How ignorant do you think we are about what he told us not to be ignorant of? Boy, as I begin to contemplate this series, it began to dawn on me in an increasing fashion just how ignorant we really are of this. I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about people that don't even believe in it. I'm talking about us. Certainly they're ignorant of it. They don't even believe in these things. When the Lord says, I don't want you to be ignorant about this, why would he say it? Because unless you wake up and get with the program, you are going to be ignorant about this. Why? Why? Does the enemy want to keep us in the dark about this? Does he work to cause confusion? Or to cause people to get offended about something? Or somebody get in the ditch on one side and other people pull away lest they're identified with that? And the whole overall effect is that people get out of it. And they're ignorant of it. So, believe with me. Let's stir ourselves up. Let's set our faith. We, of course, you know we won't get to everything tonight. But let's set our faith that we're not going to be ignorant about these things. The Lord's going to teach us. Said out loud, the Lord's going to teach us. We're going to learn about the gifts of the Spirit. They're going to become real to us. We're going to become familiar with them. And how many know we're not talking about waiting until church service? We're just talking about your life. Can you have the gifts of the Spirit in operation Monday morning, driving to work? Yes, you can. Can you have the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation, combing your hair on a Wednesday morning? Can you? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. It's not just for services. It's for life. For life. He said, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant. God doesn't want us ignorant of this area. There's a whole lot of things in life. He probably don't care whether you're ignorant of it or not. Some things you need to be ignorant of. All kind of evil stuff. People start trying to tell you about different forms of perversion and sin. You ought to be able to look at them with a blank look and go, huh? They go, I mean, you don't know what that is? You need to say, no, and I don't want to know. No, thank you. All knowledge is not good. There's knowledge of evil that you're better off without. There's a lot of things ain't a big deal if you're ignorant of. Somebody said, well, you're just ignorant of that. You go, yes, and I'm happy about it. I don't want to know. But this, it's bad if we're ignorant of this, and the Lord says, I don't want you ignorant of this. Let's set out to learn. Let's believe God. Let's stay after it. What if it takes us 6 months? It's all right. Then we'll camp on it. We'll stay on it. We'll talk about word of knowledge, 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 word of knowledge. Until everybody in Faith Life Church knows what word of knowledge is. We'll talk about discerning of spirits. We'll talk about gifts of healings. We'll talk about them. Talk, not just define them for a minute. Let's camp on them. Right? Let's camp on them. Let's dwell on them. Let's, why? Something you strongly desire, you dwell on. I mean, if y'all excited about a car and they give you a brochure, you don't just look at the picture and throw it on the shelf. Do you? Oh, don't look at me so sanctimoniously. You. What do? You read every word. All the color combinations. All the options. You read. Why? Because you're interested in it. You want it. If you want the gifts of the Spirit, that's the way you get. And more so, you want to know all about it. Say it out loud. I want to know about word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. I want to know about discerning of spirits. Gifts of healings. I want to know. I really want to know. About all these. Get to thinking about them tonight. Think about them tomorrow. Because you won't have what you don't desire, what you don't hunger for. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they're the ones that get filled up with it. Don't they? Let's keep reading. Concerning spirituals, brethren, spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant. You know you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I've heard people speak in confusing ways about this verse. And people say, well, try to say Jesus is Lord. People say, okay, Jesus is Lord. Well, that's got to be the Holy Ghost. No, keep it in context. What's he talking about? Spiritual gifts. You can take a man or woman sleeping on the street, speaking the vilest, most vulgar language you ever heard, and say, I'll give you $100 if you say Jesus is Lord. They'll say it. Said, no, I want you to stand up and say it with feeling. They will. Does that mean that's the Holy Ghost?
No.
Then what's it talking about? He's talking about gifts of the Spirit. And if you'll notice down just a few more verses here, part of the gifts of the Spirit are utterance, speaking gifts. There's revelation gifts, there's power gifts, and there's speaking gifts. In Revelation, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning the spirits, by these you can supernaturally see and know things that there's no other way you could know. By gifts of healings and working the miracles and special faith, power of God can be manifested to do things that no human could do. And by tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy, you can speak things out by inspiration. Didn't come out of your head. Okay, it's spiritual. Somebody say spiritual.
Spiritual.
Can you see again? All of these are what?
Spiritual.
All of these are spiritual. Not natural. They're spiritual. Now, they're manifest through natural beings, but they're spiritual. They're spiritual in origin and source. They're spiritual in makeup. They're spiritual in effect. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. The gifts of the Spirit. So when he says nobody can say, nobody would say Jesus is accursed by the Spirit of God, what's he talking about specifically? Gifts of the Spirit. Prophecy. Tongues and interpretation. Nobody's going to get up and say, thus saith the Lord, and try to say something negative and bad about Jesus, and that was the Holy Ghost. Right? No way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Gifts from God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304A. That's R-1304A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.